Hi, everybody. Welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. I hope this one finds you well. Thanks for downloading it. And my thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring me and helping me keep this, getting this information out to you guys. So, okie dokie, let's talk about David Cameron, shall we? Because I'm sure you saw he has been our beloved foreign secretary, unelected, has been across to the States. He met up with Trump. He's met up with Anthony Blinken. So he's been doing a lot of stuff out there, and we're going to get to that in a second, right? But before we get to that, I wanted just to read out a really nice little summary of who David Cameron is, lest we forget. And this is, I think this is pretty good. It should never be forgotten that David Cameron was the leader of the Remain campaign, and that the Conservative Party did not want to leave the European Union. His recent performance in his role as Foreign Secretary reminds us that, above all, the Conservatives believe Britain should be a good global citizen, leading the world on climate change, defending human rights and exporting our values, aka LGBTism, to the world. That is who David Cameron is. That is who Rishi Sunak is. That is who the Conservative wets really are. The ones who think it's right to airdrop aid to Hamas, the ones who think it's right to push Ukraine into a forever war it cannot win. Now, again, I mean, don't necessarily agree with every word of that, but you get the gist. That's who David that's who David Cameron is. And David Cameron, you know, to my mind, exemplifies everything that's hateful about Britain. There is no difference between David Cameron and, say, Keir Starmer. None. Just none. David Cameron would function just as easily as Keir Starmer's foreign secretary. There isn't an element of authentic conservatism in his bone. Oh, he dresses the part, and he's got the plummy accent and all of that there. And yes, of course, he did have to resign. Remember that? Oh, yeah. Why did you have to resign, Cameron? That's right, because the British people told you to go and basically do one. But anyway, let's bring it right up to date. So Cameron, anyway, was snubbed by the Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives after asking to discuss Ukraine aid on his trip to Washington. Mike Johnson, who in himself is a bit of a wet, but he is also a bit of an ally of Trump, has refused to table a vote on a bill that would send $60 billion worth of weapon shipments to Kiev. And he claimed he just didn't have time to sit down with Cameron. But Cameron had been there to see Trump on Monday. I really don't know what Trump said to him, but he also spoke with his US counterpart, Anthony Blinken. This is Anthony Blinken, who says that he can't wait to get Ukraine into NATO, which means World War III. You need to understand that. That's what he's saying. But anyway, these discussions he had with Blinken centered in what can be done to help Palestinians if the IDF invade Rafah. Well, I'm not sure what we can do for them. Certainly what we don't want to do is have any of them coming to the West. The meeting came after hopes were dashed of a breakthrough in peace negotiations 6 months after Hamas's deadly terrorist attack in Israel. I mean, they keep talking about these peace negotiations, and Joe Biden says there could be a deal any day now. They keep spinning that out. There's absolutely no evidence any of that's going to happen. But it's understood that despite the lack of face-to-face meeting, Cameron and Mike Johnson have been messaging each other. Oh, that's so cute. They've been sending messages, have they? How lovely. Cameron basically wants to have a ceasefire, or as he puts it, a temporary pause, which could be then turned into sustainable ceasefire. But we need a plan B. He's talking all this nonsense. I mean, Cameron is just a globalist. he just relentlessly follows the globalist narrative. As I read out in that little clip at the beginning, this is a guy who campaigned for us to stay in the globalist club, in the EU. The only reason he stepped down as prime minister and Theresa May was able to take it up was because he lost the vote. He pushed the British people to remain, and we said no. Now, to be fair, the Conservative Party, not just David Cameron, has done everything to subvert Brexit, Boris Johnson gave us a pretend Brexit, which some people foolishly buy. I don't believe for one moment about it. But when I see, you know, when I see Cameron across in Washington lording it up as the grandee that he thinks he is, talking about the need, we've simply got to get more help to Ukraine. Sorry, shouldn't you be getting help to the UK, David Cameron? It's not as if everything's hunky-dory in the United Kingdom. We've got a foreign secretary who represents Ukraine, not Britain. And that's wrong. That's fundamentally wrong. But then again, we've got a foreign secretary who was the failed prime minister who wanted us to stay in the European Union. So we shouldn't be surprised at any of this globalist filth and the stuff that they get up to. I mean, they absolutely sicken me to the back teeth. They're working day and night against British interests. They're working for globalist agendas, whether that is, oh, we've got to fight. There's some Ukrainians that are still alive. We've got to keep fighting until they're dead. Or, oh, yes, we've definitely got to help out Gaza and we've got to help out Israel. And, oh, yeah, we've got to fight out. Don't forget the climate change. We've got to fight that because there's an emergency. And, oh, don't forget the LGBTism. That's such an intrinsic British value, which it's not. This is what Cameron, you know, to my mind, represents. And that's why he's an absolute horror show.